Well, it is very quiet here. None of the children are talking about it or asking questions. We've had a few calls from parents about what we are going to do. What we are going to do is the children in his class are going to write him a card, and as we do with all kids, but since it's not an issue with most of these kids don't watch the news and their parents have shielded them from it. The principal's gotten a few emails from parents. We've told them, you know, our approach is to address any individual student that's upset. We're supporting teachers who had him, who are concerned. And other than that, it's all very low-key and school is normal.
So this would be considered standard protocol then?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're not going to bring it up and address classes of kids about something that no one's concerned about. I mean, they're concerned about their friend being absent, and we're dealing with that. I mean, they don't know why he's absent, so we're not telling them that he's absent because his mother was murdered. You know, I mean, we're telling them he's in the hospital, and we can write him cards, and so that is standard protocol. If it were an older grade level and they were listening to the news, it would be many more questions, and we would approach it a totally different way. We have had a crisis team ready and available if it was needed, but kids aren't asking questions.
And that's not unusual for this age group?
That would be very typical of this age group. They don't know about the news. They don't know what's going on. So it's normal for this age group.
And I'm glad you brought up the comparison with the older children, because I didn't know if...
Oh, it wouldn't be normal for the older children. The older children, there would be lots of crises, because everybody would have watched the news and they would have lots of discussions. There would be lots of rumors to address and that kind of thing. But when elementary kids they're in bed when the news is coming on, and, you know, they're not listening to the news, and the parents are obviously shielding them from any news that they might accidentally hear. So it has not been something that kids have been coming to the office concerned or going to their teacher concerned about. It's been very quiet and very normal.
Anything else that listeners would be interested in hearing as far as the approach that you all take in this situation?
We always want to be supportive of our children and to work through any issues that they have concerning any situation, but we don't bring up things that nobody's working through.